Welcome everyone to the first quarter results of Cyfrowy Polsat. The first time when we report as a shareholder of Telewizja Polsat, but still to remind you, it's not a consolidated report yet because the acquisition was completed on April 20th. However, already today we'll try to give you some more details about Telewizja Polsat's business performance in first quarter of 2011. Number of our pay TV subscribers, satellite pay TV subscribers, increased by 230,000 in last 12 months, and it reached almost 3.5 million. Number of our MVNO users increased by 90,000 to 120, and what is very important to underline, 97% of those customers are postpaid, so contractual customers. Number of our internet users increased by 30,000 to 36,000. ARPU of our family package grew by 3.8% to 43.6 zloty, and ARPU of mini package increased by 7.5% to 11.4. We are very proud that our churn stabilized at a very low rate of 9.6%. All these operational results contributed to very good financial results, which Tomek Szelong, our CFO, will present in his part of the presentation. In last 4 months, or the first 4 months of this year, we enhanced our programming offer by introduction of 15 new channels, out of which this number 7 is in HD, and what is very important, with no additional programming cost, which you will not see in our P&L. We also concluded a very important agreement with TVN Group concerning distribution of our channels on our platform and distribution of TVN Group channels on Cyfrowy Polsat DTH platform. We also started a new project based on the service, which is called Catch-Up TV. This is a first project of that nature in Poland. We are the first operator to introduce Catch-Up TV. For those who are not familiar with this, it is for those subscribers of a given tier, there is an access via internet to the program, to the selected programming offer, which we distribute over internet. To start with, we included 7,000 hours of programming. We believe it will have a positive impact on the satisfaction of our clients and, of course, of their loyalty. We are working constantly on increasing the number of our subscribers in internet. It is related strictly to the reach of the network of the provider, and we are very satisfied that the number of the station grew to 495, so the coverage is increasing. It will have a definitely positive result on our sales in the second half of this year. As announced in last month, we launched the new product, friendly user test of LTE technology on internet. 2,000 participants will help us determine whether the technology is mature to launch it commercially, which, if everything goes right, together with the regulatory environment, we are planning to launch in second half of 2011. What was the most important project of 2010 was completed in, as I said, in April, acquisition of 100% of shares of Telewizja Polsat. To remind you, we paid 3.75 billion Polish zloty, 2.6 in cash, 1.15 in shares issued to previous shareholders of Telewizja Polsat. It is 80 million shares of Series H. Our loan, which we signed on March 31st, was for 3 billion zloty, 1.4 is a 5 years loan, 200,000 it's a revolver, 200 million it's a revolver, and 1.4 was a bridge, which we are in the process of refinancing by issuing the bonds. And in order to do that, we were rated by Standard & Poor's and Moody at BB- and BA respectively. In order to issue the bonds, we established a special purpose company, Cyfrowy Polsat Finance AB, seated in Sweden. On slide number 8, you can see that our basic business is growing still very dynamically. 124,000 gross additions in Q1 of 2011, and also increase in net additions of our subscribers, which is an effect not only of the good gross sales, but also the high customer satisfaction and the low churn. The churn for Q1 annualized is 9.6, slightly higher than a year ago. But what is very important, what we said that we will stabilize churn at the level of similar in 2011 as it was in 2010 is already happening. On the right side of the same slide, you can see that in Q1, the churn was lower than in the annualized was lower than in Q3. This is due to the number of the retention program implemented by the company and a very good response to it by our customers. As I said, on annual basis, our subscriber base increased by 230,000 to 3.47 million, and out of it, 2.7 million was in our family and premium tier, and close to 750,000 in mini package. The churn in the family and the premium was at the level of 11%, and in the mini at the level of 7.8. Family package ARPU increased by 3.8% to 43.6 zloty, and it's worth to underline that it still does not include all the potential which we can see in the future on those customers who we acquired in Q4, because we have this flexible options, and in this ARPU we reflect only what is the minimum commitment of the customers. But our experience from the previous time is that the certain number of these customers will actually pay higher for the higher tiers, and we believe that ARPU of family package after aggressive promotions from Q4 2010 will be visible in next quarters. Mini package ARPU increased by 7.5% to 11.4 due to the successful upsell of the mini package to Mini Max and the Mini HD, which is priced 19.9 and 14.9 respectively. All these good operational results give us very strong fundamentals for the organic growth. Our revenue amounted 411 million, increased by 9%. EBITDA grew by 124%, and that's important to underline that this margin includes cost of M-Punkt and launch of internet business, which were not included in Q1 of 2010. Net profits decreased due to higher cost of amortization of set-top boxes leased to our customers. Today, about 95% of our customers decide to lease set-top box instead of purchasing them. Now we'll go to the section of financial results. Tomek, floor is yours.
Thank you, Dominik. Before I go into financials, please let me say a few words as an introduction. Beginning from the second quarter of 2011, our consolidated financial data will also include TV Polsat. As a result, we prepared the new format of reporting Cyfrowy Polsat data as well. What's more, offering memorandum includes such structure of reporting, and it is also in line with the approach of other companies like BSkyB. Generally, the aim is just to maximize all revenue sources receiving from individual subscribers. As Dominik said on the previous slide, it is hard to compare first quarter 2010 and first quarter 2011 results due to the base effect. In the first quarter 2010, we didn't have M-Punkt operating cost and we just started our internet business. There was also one-off on the revenue side connected with additional revenues from flexible promotional offers from the fourth quarter of 2009. However, besides this base effect, our financial results are very good and show some fundamentals of our business. On slide number 13, there are general information about financials. Our revenues increased by 36 million. Our cost without amortization increased by 35 million, and we achieved the same level of EBITDA of 124 million. Our EBITDA margin again exceeded 30% and reached a level of nearly 31%. On slide number 14, there's information about our revenues. They increased by 9%, mainly as a result of growing revenues from individual subscribers. We call these revenues retail subscription revenues, and generally they consist of DTH subscription fees, MVNO and internet subscription fees, interconnection revenues and settlements with mobile network operators, revenues from equipment rental and contractual penalties related to terminated agreements. However, the majority of these revenues comes from DTH subscription fees of 97.5% in the first quarter of 2011. Our business model is very stable, and 94% of total revenues were retail subscription revenues. These revenues are still increasing on a quarterly basis thanks to DTH subscribers growth and DTH RPU growth. In Q1 2011, there was also one-off on the retail subscription revenue side, and it was connected with contractual penalties related to terminated agreements, which includes also December 2010. Slide number 15, cost structure. There was a neutral effect of foreign exchange fluctuations in Q1 2011 results. Two major cost components, namely programming cost and distribution marketing, customer relation management and retention costs, accounting for 55% of total cost, grew in line with our business growth. Our programming costs grew by 7 million, and they grew in a slower extent in comparison to the revenues, because we can see positive impact of lower license fees being negotiated by us and changes in content. Distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs increased by 7 million as well, a little higher dynamic of growth in comparison to revenues due to retention programs. However, the effects are visible in higher revenues and lower churn rate. Depreciation and amortization increased by 12 million, and actually 90% of this increase was connected with amortization of our set-top box. Salaries and employee-related costs increased by 4 million, and here we've got classical base effect in this category. In Q1 2010, there weren't salaries of M-Punkt, and we had also organic growth of our business and started internet business. And last but not least, other operating costs. They increased by 17 million, mainly as a result of growing interconnection costs and settlements with mobile network operators, real estate maintenance costs, and bad debts. Slide number 16, cash flows. We started the year with 28 million in cash. During the quarter, cash flow from operating activities were lower in comparison to the first quarter of 2010, however higher in comparison to the first quarter of 2009, It was mainly a result of increase in receivables, decrease in liabilities, increase in value of set-top boxes, and lower net profit, partially compensated by higher amortization and decrease in inventory value. We finished the first quarter with cash in hand of 156 million, and our net cash negative position was of 9 million. Slide number 17, basic information about financing. As you can see, we have a very good debt structure with maturity of 5 and 7 years. Interest of bonds are very attractive in comparison to our competitors, for example. And what is important, the business model of combined companies was well received by investors, by bondholders, and it is visible in attractive condition in both conditions in both credit facilities and bond issuer. Thank you, Dominik.
Thank you, Tomek. Despite the fact that we'll start consolidated, as I said, Televizja Polsat from second quarter of this year, we prepared a few basic facts of the performance of Televizja Polsat and its portfolio of the channels in Q1. On slide number 19, you can see that TV Polsat was the only, or it is the only one among three leading broadcasters, which increased its audience share. Audience share of the whole group grew by 5% to 19.7% of the audience share, and Polsat channel was the leader in terms of audience with 15.9% of audience share in the group 16.49 all, which is the currency in the market. Audience of Polsat thematic channels grew by 34% compared to Q1 2010 to the level of 3.8%. We estimate that TV advertising and sports ring market grew by 1.8%. What we are very happy is that our revenues grew two times faster than the market at the level of 3.6%. And our market share at the end of Q1 2011 was at the level of 21.6%. We have very strong financial standings. In Televizja Polsat, revenue increased by 6%, EBITDA by 9%. Dynamic increase in revenue is a result of the wholesale subscription of the thematic channels, due to the new distribution contract with Cifra Plus and Multimedia. As I said, we concluded another important contract with Platform N, but it will be visible only from Q2 of 2011. Maybe it's important to underline in this moment how we see the future development of the advertising, TV advertising market. So we believe that the growth of the market should be in line with our estimation from the recent report. At that point, we were saying that we estimate the market to grow in 2011 by 7%. EBITDA margin of Televizja Polsat was at the level almost of 30,000 and a nominal 69 million in Q1 of 2011. As you can see on slide number 23, we tried to prepare the pro forma of the Polsat group. The revenues amounted 2,440,000,000 Polish zloty, with the EBITDA of the group at the level of 30% and the nominal EBITDA 717 million Polish zloty. Underpinning our business model is our distinct revenue mix. On slide number 24, you can see that 58% is coming from subscription fees and 35% from the advertising. Subscription fees are very stable. They are diversified over 3.5 billion households, and our business composed an attractive mix, particularly at the present stage of the economic cycle, as we expect, as I said, advertisement market to grow. In EBITDA, the split is 66% of EBITDA coming from Cyfrowy Polsat, 34 from Telewizja Polsat, and it's of course after the exclusions, which are a result of consolidation performance. We have a clear strategy. Cyfrowy Polsat will continue to grow its multiple play businesses thanks to increase of the subscriber base. Today, 72% of Polish households is estimated to have the access to pay TV. The analysts expect that before the full penetration is achieved, it will grow over 80%, so we're still talking about 1 million households to be signed for pay TV. We would like to participate in that growth, and to remind you, in last few years, our net share in additions, in net additions, was at the level of 50%, and this is despite the fact that we have more subscribers than all our combined competitors. We are also focusing on increase of ARPU. As I said, our ARPU is growing, roughly speaking, about 5% per year, and what is important to underline, it was achieved without price increase in last few years. Our focus will be also on maintaining customer loyalty. Customer satisfaction means low churn, which will contribute to the higher growth of the subscriber base as well. Telewizja Polsat will strengthen its position in the broadcasting market by maintaining a position in the audience share and advertising market share of the main channel, but also thanks to increasing the technical reach and subscriber revenue of pay TV thematic channels. After just completed transaction, we expect to optimize group revenue and cost synergies. To remind you, we quantify them in the short term for two additional percentage points of EBITDA margin, and in additional 3 years for incremental 2 percentage points as an effect of the long-term benefits. This management board will continue to focus on the group's cash flow generation to deleverage our business below 2x of net debt to EBITDA through a combination of scheduled loan amortization, cash flow sweep payments, and our loan facilities, and through, of course, the growth of EBITDA. I think that's all what we prepare for you today, and now we are ready to take the questions. Operator, please.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypads. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. So once again, that's star 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence while participants register for questions. Once again, that's star 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. Our first question comes from the line of Valkov Kaminski from Erste Bank. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, good afternoon. I've got questions to other operating costs, especially bad debt provision, which significantly burdened your results. They were almost doubled compared to last year and reached more than 20 million Polish zloty, and the trend doesn't seem so much optimistic. So what's your expectation for the following quarters? Do you expect the stabilization at current levels or improvement, or what do you expect? Thank you.
Okay, so generally the reasons of bad debt increase are connected with a few factors. First three are typical I also described in the previous quarters. I mean, general increase in receivables, two new businesses, MVNO and internet, and when you start the businesses, usually the bad debt is higher than when they are mature. And there's also seasonal effect in the first half of the year. Bad debts are higher in comparison to the second half of the year, and it happened in 2009, in 2010, and again in 2011. There's also one-off in this 10 million increase. We increased bad debt provisions for the oldest receivables, and we decided to have 100% of provisions on these debts. And we also used conservative approach to the provisions of contractual penalties related to terminated agreements calculated in the first quarter of 2011, just to be on the safe side. Answering your second part, of your question, at the moment we are implementing several new initiatives in vindication process and receivables management. And we assume that positive effects of these initiatives will appear in the second half of 2011.
Okay, so you expect stabilization and slight improvement in the
improvement, not stabilization.
Yeah, improvement. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, that's star one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel your question. We appear to have no further questions at this time, sir, so I'll hand the conference back to you.
Thank you very much, operator. Thank you, everyone who participated, and I would like already to invite you for August 31st when, for the first time, we'll present to you a consolidated report from both Telewizja Polsat and Cyfrowy Polsat. Thank you very much, and have a good day. Bye-bye.